I'm the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God. As it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, I am sending you my messenger. He will prepare your way. A voice of one in the desert crying out, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People from the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. This is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is to come after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How good and how wise the church is in teaching the Word of God, gives us plenty of time to absorb it. You don't just come here one Sunday and you hear the Word of God. It's Advent, prepare the way. And the next Sunday is Christmas. But 4 Sundays, the same word is heard by God's people. Prepare the way of the Lord. And when Christmas does come, it's not just one time that we gather, but for weeks afterwards, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And when the church gives us the feast and the actual day of the resurrection of Jesus, it's not just one Sunday of Easter, but every Sunday that follows. 52 of them, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I suppose this time of Advent is the most difficult. People get tired of hearing, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, get ready, prepare yourself, because it means change. And I would say that most of us who come here Sunday after Sunday leave without change, and we've missed the whole point. Not just on Sunday, but every single day of our life, we are called to change. That's why I don't let a homebound 77-year-old parishioner say, Father, how come I'm living so long? This day, this moment is given to her and to you and to me to prepare. We're not ready yet. to prepare for the coming of God. Do you ever hear somebody say, I didn't get anything out of Mass? Because they didn't change. You have to change every time that you encounter God. We turned and looked at the wall. How many of you said, I know which brick is coming down? It will not stay up there again. You've heard the message. Most people repent. Repent of what? What have I done wrong? I've been faithful to my spouse. I raised my kids. I give them the best education. I didn't cheat anybody. And Jesus says to you, I do not know you. Why not? Why wouldn't he want to know somebody that's so good? He didn't come for the good. He stands before you this morning and says, Who has let me down? Who has sinned? Maybe two of you, maybe three, say, Lord, I sinned. And he'll say, come here. I want to come to your house this day. For I have not come for the self-righteous, but for the sinner. And if you're not trained in your mind to look, I just pity your spouse. That what's coming home in that car today is the same man that was there yesterday and the day before. I'd hate to walk into that house and meet the same wife that was there yesterday and the day before and the day before. I would want a spouse. I would want to be that spouse. It goes to him every day and say, Lord, where can I be better? Where can I improve? But you know the problem. Change is hard. It's hard to change patterns, to turn around and go the other way. I suppose the only one that appreciates a change is the one with a full diaper. Change is like that alarm in the morning. Some of you are still pushing the snooze button. You hate it so much. You're out of it. It's warm in that bed. It's quiet. It's comfortable. You even had a lovely dream. And then the alarm rang, calling for a change, a drastic change. You gotta take those covers. Oh, the room is so cold. The floor is cold. That's the change Jesus is talking about spiritually. Most of you will be like the child with a full diaper and you say, yeah, I'm a sinner. Yeah, it's full. Yeah, I'm a sinner. I'm the worst of sinners. But you don't change. We have to change. And some people are even deceived where they hide their sin. They put it away and they lie. They say, oh, time heals all things. Yeah, like that baby will be solve its problem with time. Just let it cry. It'll be all right. It'll go away. It doesn't go away. It festers and gets worse. And you think the stench of a formula-fed baby's diaper stinks. Smell jealousy. Or pride. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Every single day. Where do I change? Remember the old custom of kneeling at the side of your bed before you got in it at night? We called it an examination of conscience. Repent. The moment you see it, it's over. I'm not going to do that anymore. Help me, Lord. Every day. every day. People are so distracted, they don't know what to repent of. It's so simple. Look at me standing up here preaching to you. Now you're people of God, aren't you? Jesus is in you, right? All of you? Let me see. All of you? Jesus is in you. Two of you are in mortal sin. You didn't put your hand up. You're going to get Jesus, though, aren't you? All right. The rest of you, you're looking at me and you know what you're thinking? You know. What are you thinking?
He's holy.
No. You're wrong. My God, I love that priest. What are you laughing at? That's nothing to clap at. If Jesus is in you, love is in you. That's all that comes, is love. And not just the man who's preaching to you, not just the person on your right or left, but every single person you meet. My God, I love that person. Where'd that come from? Jesus, who is in you. And if he's in you, that love is going to come. And if he's not there, it's going to be, what right did they have to do that? Why did they say that? How come he did that? How you broke that? You upset me. You charged me too much. Who's in you? You have nothing to confess? Nothing to repent of? Love one another. Don't walk around with a poopy diaper. Change it. Change it. Get rid of it. You can live that way. Get rid of it. And then he says to love God. You got nothing to repent of? To love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind. And you say, let the next person repent. Idolatry. Some people let their minds wander. This is my body. And they're thinking of another body. They're thinking of Bob Evans. They're thinking of that person up in front who doesn't control their baby. You got nothing to repent of? My Lord and my God. It's got to change. I've got to repent. You received a handout coming in on indulgence. Please read it. Look at it. Every one of those sins, whether it's Bob Evans or whether it's lust or whatever it is, you come and go to confession. You receive absolution. You heard the beautiful explanation. But there's a penalty that remains. And that's got to be taken care of. Our Holy Father in His graciousness said, I will open a door and the grace of God will come upon the church like you've never seen. For I'll give you an indulgence so that every penalty will be wiped away. Jesus said He could do that. He said, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. He can forgive the sin. He can forgive the penalty. He's the vicar of Jesus Christ. To receive that indulgence, we have to go to confession. That's one of the requirements. Before Christmas, we always have a penance service. This year, we're having 4 penance services. And tomorrow night, together with the healing mass. So I'm going to be here all night tomorrow. But you come tomorrow, or the next Monday, or the next Monday. Make sure that you receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Those two people who are in mortal sin, make sure you take care of that today. Don't go out of this church in mortal sin. Confess your sin. Get rid of it. Live in a time of Advent. Every day, better. A better mother. Don't just look at it. How many of you say, oh, I'm not a good mother. Just yelling and screaming. And I said, I wasn't going to be like my mother, and I'm just like my mother. No, you're not just like your mother. You're worse than your mother was. It gets worse every generation. So you just go through life saying, I'm just like my mother. Why don't you do something about it? Well, what can I do? A lot of us, because of the penance service last Monday, are on our fifth day of novena. We're praying that God would give us a hatred for sin. He's going to give it. Whatever we ask for, He gives it to us. You could pray for gentleness and discipline and correction. You could pray, wouldn't it be nice to pray for love for your children? Change. Prepare the way of the Lord. And as you walk out of this church, say, I know what it is that I'm going to do or that I'm going to stop doing. And by the grace of God, you'll be a new person, different than you were yesterday. It would be wonderful to live with someone like you, constantly improving and changing and more loving, more gentle. Think for a moment what the Lord is asking you to change. Accept that word, and then be ready to live that new life. Every one of us, a different person than who walked into the church, will walk out. Commend the parents who have prepared the children. It's a long process, teaching them that whenever we come up, we don't just come up because everybody else comes up, but we have prepared and prepared ourselves for the offertory, now a sacrifice. Do not just give something to your child to bring up, but if they have prepared this week a sacrifice, we ask the children to come forward now.